Hi everyone. Today, our verses for Lent is from Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 37 through 38. So again, Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So Jesus here, he declares that the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful. When he says this, he's saying that as we look around at the world, there are many people, there's many people out there who want to know Jesus, right? The harvest is there. Now, we lose sight of this truth often, or maybe we just fail to believe it. I think if you ask probably most of our church, when we think about the world around us, we might assume that no one wants to know Jesus. Right? That's just the assumption that we have, that like, yeah, there's not a lot of people out there who want to know Jesus. And we buy into these ideas that, you know, like Christianity, we're now in the minority, and that Christianity itself is maybe at best boring to the world, and at its worst, like bigotry or stupid to the world. And so when it comes to something like, say, inviting someone to Alpha, like, I don't know. I'm not sure if there's a harvest out there. Why reach out to people? But Jesus is declaring here, this is Jesus. This is God saying the harvest is plentiful. Now, whether we recognize this or not, it is true. There is a harvest out there. There are people out there who want to know Jesus. And the reality is the church is growing in leaps and bounds all around the world. But we, where we are fairly blind to that. Or maybe we're kind of constraining this harvest to a certain like demographic or just to our area or whatever it is. But even here, I think we should have faith, right? Where, you know, in educated circles in this, the city that we're in, that even here might feel like a drought, like there's not much of a harvest that can happen here. There is something that God is doing. And these words are still truth. The harvest is plentiful here. And it's more for on us to have a recognition, to see as Jesus sees it. And as we recognize that truth, then we understand the rest of this verse, right? The laborers are few. This is the issue that Jesus brings up. The laborers, the workers are few. We need more laborers. We need more kingdom workers to be out there. And so the result then is, as a result then, verse 38, Jesus doesn't say, now go, but he says, therefore, pray for God to send out laborers into the harvest fields. We need to pray. Now, part of that is we need to go as well. Okay, that's not, it might be implied here, it might not be. But as there is a harvest, we need to pray, and maybe we need to agree with those prayers, and we need to be part of going as well. But it starts with prayer, right? It starts with praying to God. It starts with asking for strength. It starts with asking for revival to come. And maybe it's also praying, God, send us as well. Send me as well into the harvest. Help me, like give me this privilege of being a harvester, a laborer in this harvest field that is plentiful. And as we pray and as we go, I think this is where we experience some like the joy and the excitement of following Jesus as we see other people turning to him. Now, it's not going to happen exactly as we think it will, maybe, but we still hold on to this truth. The harvest is plentiful out there. And let's go. Let's pray. Let's experience. Let's see the good news at work around us. This is a declaration from Jesus. Let's believe it. With that, let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for these words, and we pray that we will believe them. If I'm honest, it's hard for me to see that there's a plentiful harvest out there, but all the more, still we pray. I pray that you will send out your workers, send out laborers, you send us out into the harvest to reap, to see this amazing harvest, to see many people putting their faith in you, growing and developing a relationship with you, Jesus, and to see lives transformed, God. Give us faith, God. Move in us to pray. Help us, Lord, and show us just all that you are doing around us, God. We thank you, God. We love you. In your name we pray.